Welcome to the Beamsville Church of Christ online ministry. This week's message is titled, Do Not Be Ashamed. Thank you to Rhonda, Glynis, and Dawn for being part of the service. The scripture reading is 2 Timothy 1, 7-12.
For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. So do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord or of me, his prisoner. Rather, join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God. He has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we've done, but because of his own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time, but it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who has destroyed death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. And of this gospel, I was appointed a herald and an apostle and a teacher. That's why I'm suffering as I am. Yet this is no cause for shame, because I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until that day.
Morning, everyone. If I talked as quickly as Adam did just recently, we'd be out of here in 5 minutes, and I know you'd appreciate that, so there we go. I'm not sure about you, if you've had animal lovers. Barb and I, for many, many years, have always enjoyed having a dog in our family. They've just become part of the family. And one of the things that all dogs, at least for us, that we've had over the years, if they're acting up or doing something that they shouldn't be doing, all we ever had to say was, shame. And the dog would go like this. And it's the truth. I mean, they know that word. Don't, you know, that's shame, shame. And it was good. Well, I got thinking about that because recently a lovely dog that we've had just passed away of old age. And it's sad. It's sad for the family. We have two little children, grandchildren with us who love the dog and so forth. And it's difficult. It's tough. They protected us, they cared for us, and we did the same for them, loving them. And I was thinking about this word shame. In the book of 2 Timothy, that really is the main theme of the book. Do not be ashamed. Don't be ashamed of God. Don't be ashamed of Jesus. Don't be ashamed of each other, but continue to love one another. Way back in the Old Testament, in Proverbs 23, I think it's around 22 through 25, it says this, listen to your father who gave you life and do not despise your mother when she is older. Buy the truth and do not sell it. Get wisdom, discipline, and understanding. The father of a righteous man has great joy. He who has a wise child delights in him. Then it says, may your father and your mother be glad that she gave birth. My son, give me your heart and let your eyes stay on me, meaning the father. So this book of 2 Timothy is remarkable, and for many of us, we need to hear things over and over and over again, and this is what happens in Timothy. Do not be ashamed. And I'm just going to read some of these scriptures, and then I'll be finished. It says, so do not be ashamed. This is 2 Timothy chapter 1. So do not be ashamed, verse 6, to testify about our Lord, and do not be ashamed of me as a prisoner. So I'll just stop here. The Apostle Paul would preach and teach, and so many times he would be rounded up and thrown into the jail. And as soon as he got out of jail, he'd start preaching again. He knew that it was important that people needed to hear the message. And so he says in verse 6, do not be ashamed to testify about our Lord or ashamed of me as a prisoner. And then in verse 11, it says, and of this gospel, I was appointed a herald and an apostle and a teacher, and that is why I'm suffering as I am. Yet, I am not ashamed, because I know in whom I have believed and have entrusted him against that day. Remember the hymn that we used to sing, that wonderful, wonderful hymn. And so in verse 16, he says, may the Lord show mercy to the house of Onesiphorus, because he often refreshed me and he was not ashamed. So one of the things, at least for me, that I can understand is repetition. Say it over and over and over again. And through this book, the Apostle Paul, he comes across as a father figure, as we said, of Timothy. Timothy was much younger, and he has his 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy. And it's this concept of coming together as one. Don't be ashamed. And I love this. We don't know this person very well, but he says, may the Lord show mercy to the household of Onesiphorus, who refreshes me and not ashamed. And then in chapter 2, he says, you then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable people who will also be qualified to teach others. In other words, what we've learned, share it with others. And along with that, endure hardship along with us. One serving as a soldier gets involved in civilian affairs. He wants to please the commanding officer. Similarly, if anyone competes as an athlete, he does not receive the victor's crown unless he competes according to the rules. The hard-working farmer would be the first to receive a share of the crops. Reflect on what I'm saying. Stay strong in faith. And then he says these beautiful words. Remember Jesus Christ raised from the dead, ascended even from David. And so here is a trustworthy saying. If we died with him, we will also live with him. See, when we pass, and all of us have had experiences with loved ones who have passed, the promise of God over and over and over again to Scripture is we will see each other again. We will be with them again. Because Jesus demonstrated that. And again, Paul talks about this. Remember Jesus Christ raised from the dead, descended from David, and this trustworthy saying, if we die, we will live with him again. So keep reminding ourselves of all of these things. Warn them before God. And don't quarrel with one another. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, as a workman who does not need to be ashamed. That word is being used over and over and over again. The Lord knows those who are his. And everyone, listen to this, who confesses the name of the Lord must turn away from wickedness. Well, we do our best. We do our best. And there are times when we're ashamed of ourselves for what we thought or maybe for what we've done. But there's always Jesus standing there forgiving us. Listen to your Father who gave you life. Do not despise your mother when she is old. Buy the truth. Keep it. Don't sell it. Get wisdom. Get discipline. Get understanding. The father of a righteous man and woman has great joy. He who has wise children delight in him. May your father and mother be glad. May she who gave birth to you rejoice. My son, Give me your heart and let your eyes keep my ways. So a long time ago, probably 47 years ago, I was in Bible college, and I would be driving from Ohio over to Indiana on Sundays and preaching. I would do my best preaching in the morning, and then I would go home to a different person's home, inviting the minister to for that, myself being there, and then we'd have an evening service and preaching, and then after that I would be driving back home. So it was about a 12-hour day. When I got home, I was tired. And I remember myself thinking, yeah, I'm tired. I'm exhausted. But I'm sure glad I am. Just to be with this wonderful group of people. They thought I talked funny because I wasn't from Indiana. And they really didn't know anything about Canada. But when Barb and I got married, a lot of them came up to our wonderful occasion of that marriage, which has still been going on for, 47 years, Barb? I think so. I should get that right anyway, but anyway, that's right. I know it's in the 40s, but I'm pretty sure that's 47. I just say this to, I guess I'm getting older, but a reflection on those years and how many people do love the Lord with all of their heart, with all their soul. And yes, we've been shamed. All of us have been shamed for doing things that we shouldn't have said or shouldn't have done. But there's always that coming back to the Father. I'm sorry. And you know, we who have children, they may have said something, done something, and so forth, and they come to us crying, and they wrap their arms around us, and they say, I'm so sorry. Well, of course, we're just going to love them. So in this wonderful book, 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy, this 2 Timothy is very, very personal. It brings us right to the surface. And it says, the Lord knows those who are his. We are his. And everyone who confesses the name of the Lord must turn away from wickedness. And so don't have anything to do with arguments and so forth. And the Lord's servant must not quarrel, but instead he must be kind to everyone, to teach, not resentful. Those who oppose him must gently be instructed and so forth. So there's this gentleness that's there. But then there's also the comment that there will be people, men and women, who will go from bad to worse. So do not do that. In knowing the salvation through your faith, because all scripture, you know this, is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that men and women of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. And that's one of the reasons why we gather here every week. We want to share some of these messages, getting to know the scriptures more and more, realizing that scripture after scripture after scripture all comes together and it's united in Christ. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, the scriptures all coming toward us. And so many of us hopefully can say that we have fought the good fight, that we have finished the race, that we've kept the faith. Now there is in store a crown of righteousness, which for each one of us will belong. And not only just to each one of us, but then to go ahead and share it with others. And then there's this difficult part at the end, when Paul and Timothy, traveling, preaching, and teaching. Boy, they had a lot of persecution in their day. We're not really sure how the Apostle Paul died. Most historians think that he was taken outside of Jerusalem and that he was executed there. We don't know. But Paul knew that one day it was going to happen to him. But he wasn't ashamed of it. He was not ashamed of it. He was glad they did take it on. As Jesus died and was buried and rose again, Paul knew the same thing was going to happen. And you know what? It's the same thing for us. One day we will pass, but we know where we're going with the Lord. And so he says, the Lord will rescue us from every evil attack. So to the Lord, he says, be glory forever and forever. And may our glory be that we have not walked away from the Lord, that he's with us every moment. And yes, every once in a while, maybe somebody needs to come along, like we've said to our dog on occasion, shame, shame. And then probably 30 seconds later, we're patting the dog, loving the dog. You know, it's wonderful as Christians that we can do the very best that we can, loving God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And when we mess up, we confess, and God forgives us. Amen.
Thanks for watching or listening. The Beamsville Church of Christ meets at 4900 John Street, Beamsville, Ontario. Scripture quotations marked NIV, taken from the Holy Bible, New International Version, NIV. Copyright 2011 by Biblica, Inc. Used by permission, all rights reserved worldwide. Scripture quotations marked AMP, taken from the Amplified Bible, copyright 2015 by the Lockman Foundation. Used by permission, lockman.org. You can learn more about the congregation on our Facebook page or at beamsvillechurchofchrist.ca.